Call to order the Board of Works meeting for March the 25th. The mayor is on vacation, and so ask for approval of the minutes for March the 11th.
So moved.
Second. City
all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Both of us.
Puppet president.
City department heads, city inspector.
We had 140 violations on junk, trash, and from the last meeting to the date. Also, the spilling building on Main Street, they've got it wrecked. All they got to do now is paint it.
Are they going to paint that? That's what I was going to ask you, yeah.
Yeah, paint it, so. And go through the HRB to get the okay from them. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
City Animal Shelter, Leah.
Leah Mantlin, Vincent's Animal Shelter. Month of February, our statistics were we took in 8 total cats in February. We had 12 outcomes on cats. All 12 of those were adoptions. In February, we took in a total of 50 dogs. 11 of those were from the county. We took in 17 dogs that were stray, 4 that were surrendered by owner, 25 that were seized, and 4 were returned adoption. Our outcomes of dogs for February were we had a total of 45 successful outcomes. Of that, 29 were adoptions, 14 were returned to owner, and we did send 2 dogs to rescue in February. So our total adoptions for the month of February was 41, which is pretty good for a cold weather month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our current census at the shelter is we have 14 total animals in 5-week-old or bite-hold. We have 1 animal in foster care. We have 16 dogs available for adoption and 16 cats available for adoption right now. Our total on-site population is 36.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leah.
Moving on, no old business. Moving to new business, Relay for Life Bucket Brigade, Dwayne Chen.
I would like to, Chair, like to recognize Mr. Chatton being a member of Vincennes University, retired, and just back from Hutch, right? Congratulations.
I was actually not.
I thought those pictures of the plane.
I took the liberty of posting that. I was actually at a passenger rail conference in Chicago.
I wondered how you got from point A to point B.
I was there in spirit.
Anyway, well, you know. Being an alumni of the last time they won the national championship in 1972, that's when I was a member of that class, so
it's been a while.
Exciting.
I was a student
years ago.
But I'm here today representing Relay for Life in Knox County and our chair, Jared Thomas. We are actually moving our relay from springtime to avoid conflicting with graduation.
Okay.
Actually, Relay is going to be August
20th. Okay.
But I'm here because we want to do fundraising, obviously, leading up to Relay for Life. And part of that is bucket brigades. And we've done that in the past. And we're requesting a bucket brigade on April 13 and May 4 at the typical intersections, 15th and a half and Hart and Washington Avenue in St. Clair, between the hours of 9 and 5.
Okay.
We'll be back later. Closer to Relay to request some banners, but we're
ready for that. I don't see anybody here from law enforcement, but I assume that they'll be okay with them. I mean, those are the locations we typically use. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Bucket Brigade dates for the Relay for Life on Saturday, April 13th, and also Saturday, May the 4th from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doris.
No other business? Need a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Great meeting there, Mr. President. You tackled that.